It's up to you.
You still have time?
I do. Let's
pivot because okay. We've been talking about philosophy and consciousness and religion this whole time, mm-hmm. but you wanted to talk about these metals and cancer.
Sure. Yeah.
So please go for it. I apologize.
Okay? No.
Oh,
no.
Now I have my speaker on. Let me mute the speaker. Go ahead.
No apologies necessary here. This is a wonderful gift to get together and to be able to do this. Whether it's received as a gift by others, that's up to them.
Yeah, right.
But it is for me and you to be together.
Definitely.
I just always enjoy our engagement. This is something that when I talk about gold and silver and copper, the noble metals, right? As we record this, I'm coming into town for the Beljansky Integrative Cancer Conference. And, I was drawn into the metal world because as a homeopath, I was detoxifying children of heavy metals, much less myself and adults.
Uh-huh.
Of course, because of the mercury and vaccines at the time, they've removed some of it, not all of it. But aluminum, other things, other environmental exposures. And so my bias was...
It's a Texas silver coin, yeah.
I love this. And,
it's got the Alamo on it.
Ah, this is gorgeous. So when I was drawn into the metals was really because of the book by Dr. Robert Becker, The Body Electric.
Absolutely.
And he was
working with
primarily silver at the time. And rather than being a destructive, degenerative metal, I thought, well, it's a heavy metal. It's got to be the same. It's like, well, no, that's really another... metallurgical insecurity or immature perspective, right? Uh-huh. You've got to understand the forms of the metals, whether they're combined, all of these things. So he found out he would run at least initially the current through electrodes made of silver. And in the area where the electricity was released, he saw removal of infectious agents, but even more so, regeneration of tissue.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this is interesting. I've been dealing with these metals as an agent of degeneration. For the first time, I was blown away and going, wait a second, my bias could block me from seeing something so brilliant and important here. And there's an ancient tradition of using silver and copper and gold as the noble metals they've been called in medicine, of course, in commerce as well. And I thought, yeah, we have them in homeopathy. I've been prescribing cuprum metallicum for varicose veins for decades. For instance, copper is very critically important for the integrity of the endothelial and, the entire vasculature, along mm-hmm. with selenium and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So as I began to explore that, then I encountered the family at Natural Immunogenics. You've met them over the years. They developed the hydrosol technology. It was a breakthrough in about 98, 99. And I said, they're utilizing the concept of homeopathy, because the guy who's no longer with us, their father, Stephen Quinto, was quite an eclectic fellow, not traditionally trained scientist, but he did the things you couldn't do. They were impossible because he wasn't limited by those beliefs.
Uh-huh.
And he released this form of silver into this water that I then began to look at, relatively speaking, to homeopathic attenuations or potencies. They were right along that realm, even if they weren't officially recognized remedies. I said, this is interesting. There's an energetic component here. And then we talk about the bioactive state of silver being the ion in a living system.
Mm-hmm.
So we begin to discover its properties, how we can use very little to achieve great benefit without bioaccumulating or harm or the risk of discoloration, things like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It doesn't take much.
No.
And, for the audience, remember that all of these elements can be charged differently.
Yes.
You put a positive charge on it, and that's just straight chemistry, not
sure.
to mention the homeopathic side.
Yeah, there's a great energy behind it. Even with copper, we see the copper 1, copper 2 ions, and then we have now the working with... People have been afraid of the wrong things, right?
Yeah.
You tell your doctor you're taking selenium and copper, like, oh my gosh, that could be crazy dangerous. And meantime, they're giving you toxic chemo that can kill a healthy horse.
Right.
So it's absurd. But that's what we've been dealing with, the programming, the dogma, whether it be, again, religious beliefs, scientific beliefs even. And I didn't have the luxury of that, trying to find a way to help people. And so I've raised my children without vaccines, without antibiotics, not one. My kids have never had one of those.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you need it, I'd like it to be available and work for you. But the way we use it like candy, the antibiotics don't work. They make things worse more often than not.
That's right.
And then the gold issue. Now, it's interesting with gold, and this is some of the things I'll be revealing. It isn't the ionized state of gold. That
right.
can be a dangerous, toxic state.
Right.
But as a nanoparticle, it is a brilliant way we can manage things like cancer, autoimmunity, various inflammation response, and all silver, copper, and gold all work with various ways of inflammation response in the body, which leads to degeneration.
Delivering other molecules also.
Yes,
to
absolutely.
Certain tissues.
Facilitating so much. And so we step back from that. Again, my bias was like, all metals bad, and then realized, of course, not as a homeopathic remedy. We can even use mercury in homeopathy to remove mercury from the body, but it's not a toxic form. But still, to utilize these metals, recognize the mineral chromium, without which we can't manage energy or blood sugar, yet it could be hexavalent and cause cancer, right?
Absolutely. But I mean, people don't realize calcium is a metal.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, yeah. In its elemental form, it's like a block of metal.
Yeah.
You know, or magnesium. Everybody should realize you can't grow plants without
electrical beings, and these things are facilitating a lot of that, those energetic, semi-non-material, but material. It's like the in-between states, and the colloidal state plays into that role. You know, whereas our blood chemistry is colloidal, our lymphatic tissue, you know, these are the liquids in the colloidal state. So it's not all salt chemistry. And we often make mistakes when we just say, oh, you know, a silver salt can be caustic and could be dangerous and bioaccumulative, but in its pure state, it's metabolized easy by the liver. It's, you know, we don't have to do a lot. And other things I've recognized through even the peer-reviewed literature, even at large quantities of silver, that I don't normally endorse using, and I wouldn't, doesn't disrupt gut microbiome biodiversity.
Uh-huh.
You're like, wait a second. We know it's antimicrobial, but not to the negative impact of the biodiversity, which is the key to reestablish a healthy microbiome. As long as you don't disrupt biodiversity, it is easy to replenish, because now also silver facilitates epithelial regrowth, mm-hmm. tissue, the home for the microbiome. So I've seen how metals, my bias against them, led me to learn deeply how wrong I was. And I tend to think, you know, the stronger our opinion, if we're open to it, the more life will throw those curves at us, so we will look deeper into those things. And I know your life has been a testament to that as well.
Yeah, yeah. And silver is an area of such incredible research. The nanoparticles is exactly where it's at. And when I was first, you know, building like our colloidal silver manufacturing system with the plates and the reverse polarity and everything, I was doing a lot of research on the published scientific articles. And you're right, gold nanoparticles and silver nanoparticles are all throughout the cancer research literature right now.
Yes.
The drug companies are trying to figure out the best way to use silver to deliver their drug.
Right. Yes.
But guess what? What if you combine it? Like, one of the things that I did was I did a rosmarinic acid extract from rosemary herb using water and alcohol, right? You get rosmarinic acid, you combine it with silver, which I think I'm going to reproduce that here under the microscope because it's so wild.
Yeah.
And what happens? Changes the color because now you have a new molecule with different light properties.
Sure.
Robert Becker, light properties, photons in the cells.
Yeah.
Now you can deliver rosmarinic acid, which itself is an anti-cancer molecule, because of the silver nanoparticle and the charge.
Yeah.
And then rosmarinic acid itself being recognized as a natural food-based molecule, cells that are cancerous will take in both of those as a dual payload.
Mm-hmm.
And then both the rosmarinic acid and the silver are anti-cancer to the cell.
Right.
You know, it's like payload through the back door.
We already have so many cures for cancer, it's embarrassing.
We do. We truly do.
So many. Is there a cure? There are a myriad of cures. You know,
yes.
You know, John Richardson Jr. and his dad, what he did with the B-17, Laetrile, right?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That alone is like a food form of cancer cure. I'll say it. I'm not selling it. But the freedom to communicate this has been what they've been fighting against. Once again, we come back to the censorship.
Why
are we in this state? Because they successfully censored knowledge that would move the consciousness and protect us beyond the fear of what? Cancer, which leads us to things that a rational, healthy person would never do. Take poison that could kill you faster than the cancer, which is what we know of modern allopathic cancer oncology.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And so, you know, with the silver thing being so extraordinary, you know, we've seen studies, and I've reported on this many years ago, triple negative breast cancer cells, you know, silver nanoparticles going there, completely eradicating the cancer, no harm to surrounding healthy mammalian breast tissue. That's like the holy grail. Now, am I saying silver's the only thing? No, there's a lot of complex factors associated with it, but if you need to target it in a hurry, you can. They did test, interesting, another metal, platinum, a platinum-based chemo called cisplatin, which is very toxic.
Really?
You know, that's a different metal with different properties. It has anti-cancer properties, but it also has very destructive properties to healthy tissue. So it's not an ideal metal in the case, like we talk about silver, copper, and gold, appropriately used. And they tested the cisplatin, which is an official chemo drug against the silver nanoparticles. They were equally devastating to the cancer cells. Main difference, silver harmed no healthy surrounding tissue.
Interesting.
The cisplatin still was devastating to surrounding tissue. So they try to combine. I'm like, well, why do you need the toxic stuff if you can do it with the silver, for instance? Yeah.
Right. You know what else is interesting? What you're saying here, copper, silver, gold, all in the same column on the table of elements.
Yes.
They all have a similar harmonic vibration, mm-hmm. which gets us into homeopathy and so on. Yeah. But there's all throughout human history, there is a natural affinity to gold.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the economics of it. Right. When people see gold, they feel love. And again, I'm not talking about money or greed. Mm-hmm. There's a vibration. There's something about the color. There's something about having the metal near you that radiates light and love. And that same vibration mm-hmm. in slightly different tones is in silver
yes.
and copper.
Mm-hmm. Very and, much life-sustaining.
And these were the monetary yeah. metals throughout history.
Yeah, and it was argued by... I remember when Stephen Quinto, we talked philosophically about these things, and he would say, you know, it's like, is this silver is like the dividing line between what we call the lower life forms of consciousness, the microbes, single cell, and the higher life forms. How did we evolve beyond just being, a bacterial soup that would devastate it, kill us, eat us, whatever? And these metals play an important role in our so-called transformation to do what we do as human beings differently. Yeah. Now, we can get into subjects of aliens genetically engineering us, and that's another fascinating discussion.
True.
But still, in the big scheme of things, these metals play a huge role in gold for reproductivity. We are devastating. You know, Trump really just recently said, $5,000, maybe we should incentivize people to have babies. They can't have babies. The level of infertility in the young people, post-COVID or COVID shot especially, we have got to bring the functionality of this body back in line, which is everything we've been investing in for time immemorial. I say that for our lifetime, this lifetime, big part of our journey. And I believe these noble metals will play a huge role, especially gold, in that realm.
This is a weird form of economic stimulus from Trump.
Isn't it?
$5,000 to have a baby.
Yeah.
If he really wanted economic stimulus, he'd pay people $5,000 to try to have a baby.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well,
it's called the universal basic income.
Mm-hmm.
Get paid,
right?
If you can find somebody to have sex with you, right. then you win $5,000.
Yeah. There's so much transformation.
Universal bedtime income, bedroom income.
No, I would demand that payment in specie, silver, gold, and not Federal Reserve notes, because that's not going to buy you anything.
That's true.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about an ounce of gold every time you try to have a baby? There we go.
There you go.
Give gold out to
Very
everybody.
Nice. And how about not assaulting these children once they arrive?
Yeah.
And again, that's part again, the journey of Bobby Kennedy heading HHS, the good things that are occurring, as much as I can be as frustrated as any human being about, it's not fast enough. Why is he doing this? Coming back to homeopathy, right?
Yeah.
The FDA is being sued by Jonathan E. Morton, the Alliance for Natural Health. You had Jonathan Robert Verkirk on.
Yep.
And as of today, when we're recording this, the FDA is not acquiescing. They're fighting it, apparently. They're not willing to go, yeah, you're right, the CPG 404, well, all we have to do is reinstate it. That's as simple as that.
And that's a minor issue.
Very minor issue. So yeah. far, there may be deep staters still at FDA
of
not wanting this.
Yeah.
So there's some work to be done, and I will implore you and your audience also to, when you're in X or whatever, you can include Bobby Kennedy and Macri and all of those people to say, hey, pay attention to this. This is such a simple thing to correct.
Yeah, clearly. But, okay, so I just got to ask you,
yeah.
If Kennedy's the head of HHS, why can't he pause the mRNA pending further study? Because it was only approved under emergency use authorization, which was bypassing the normal clinical trial protocols. I mean, we put him there, and he's there, and I don't buy that he can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't buy that. That's mm-hmm. where I'm running out of patience.
Sure.
Can't you just pause the vaccines until
at least
you
a pause,
have,
yeah.
at least show their, do the
I
studies?
I spoke with our friend John Rappaport about this a few weeks back, and he's been at it longer than I have and you have probably
yeah.
combined. That guy's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, he is.
And we talked about, in a sense, the consciousness of the people. What are they ready to get behind and fight for? In many ways, it's still a small cadre of folks that really put Kennedy over the finish line. We were out there doing it, and it was amazing. It was still touch and go right till the end with that
True.
That other Kennedy guy in Louisiana, I think, that senator. So in a step of taking on the vaccines more directly, we have a lot still to overcome in that shift. Now, I'm not making excuses. I'm trying to make some sense of it, too, like you. I believe his intention is indeed to stop this nonsense because he knows it's dangerous nonsense. Yet at the same time, if you do it one moment too soon, you can lose all the progress as it all comes collapsing down because there's still a significant portion of the population, much less the media, that has less influence but still significant enough to trash this entire thing and make the fear come welling right back up, even those many of us have overcome it, and many of those that hadn't had during COVID. So it's a risky, I sense we're just teetering on the edge of that inevitability.
Interesting.
But what is that moment? I don't know what that is, but I'm going to, again, push at the same time, realize this is one of the biggest shifts in the entirety of our Western world that has adopted science as religion. That particular, as John Rappaport called it, the sacrament and the church of, he called it biological mysticism, I call it pharmaceutical mysticism, vaccines. Even though we know mRNA are not vaccines by the original definition.
Right.
But this is, they're hinging everything on that mRNA platform technology. So to topple it is not a small task. You know it, I know it, but the question is, why can't he just? And I'm just thinking about the depths of which I'm not privy to, but I sense.
All right. So you think the shift has hit the fan? So
it's hitting.
Possibly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm willing to have a sense of patience and optimism, but I waver.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I admit it.
Some days I wake up, I'm out of patience.
Yeah.
And then I look at like Kash Patel, who I've also interviewed. You know, he's on video saying, day one, if I ran the FBI, day one I would shut it down.
Yeah.
Well, he's running the FBI.
Right. What happened?
Yeah. Nothing's being shut down, and he's, you know, he's actually promoting the people that were part of the J6 false flag. Mm-hmm. It's like, is there a giant, like, do humans get replaced by aliens, when alien clones, when they go to DC? Like, is the real Kash Patel, did he get teleported to Mars and then they put in like a Patel clone?
Right. Is it too simple to say, did he get read the Riot Act behind the scenes? I remember, you know, the claims of when you become president, they would show you the Kennedy assassination from all different angles. Any questions, right?
Suddenly
now they get it. And they're like, anybody can be taken out at any point in time. The question of that comes to mind for me comes back to the spiritual discussion we've been having.
Yeah.
Where is your allegiance in truth? And it might be that fear can still overwhelm you. I give credit to Bobby Kennedy as well. There are worse things that can happen than dying, right? When they'd ask him, you know, you're putting your life at risk here. But he's on a mission. That's why I say the man has great integrity. Is it possible he's fallible? He's still human. We're all human. In that case, any of us can fall from that. But I've seen the track record that I have a great sense that he is sincere as the day is long and is willing to do everything, including die for this cause. Now, I could be wrong on that. And that doesn't mean I'm not frustrated occasionally, too, and waking up and going, well, why the hell hasn't this happened yet?
Yeah.
But I'm saying there's a lot I can't account for. I have no control over, and I have to turn it over to God in a sense in my prayers to say, listen, I know what I'd like to see happen, and this is what. But I don't know all of the intricacies or the karmic debts that are being paid or repaid. There's so much going on, and it's thousands, millennia years old, and here we are on the verge of a major shift, unprecedented in our lifetime, as we could have predicted. I couldn't have predicted this.
Or And on top of that, maybe there's Epstein files blackmailing whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's
Rest
still
their
an agenda for depopulation to save the government money on Social Security. But I have a simple, brilliant plan for Kennedy. What you should do is go in there day one and then just have an eBay auction of all the FDA equipment, all the computers, all the lab test equipment, auction off the office buildings, the desks, the chairs.
You don't
have to fire anybody. Just when they show up for work, there's nothing there.
There's nothing for them.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll keep on the payroll because we're just printing fake money anyway.
Yeah.
But take away, just auction off everything that they use to work, and then that's how you shut them down.
Yeah.
Without firing anybody.
Put in the scientists that are genuinely on a journey of true science for the sake of finding out how does this place work? What makes this tick?
Yeah, there are good people. There are none of those people in the FDA or the NIH. At all.
Yeah.
The as you know, real science is decentralized.
Of course.
Real science comes from outside the institutions.
That's where all the greatest breakthroughs have been made in history as well. And, you know, people like James Lyons Weiler, our friend Dr. Jack from IPAC, he's doing incredible work. They're good people that are outside of that system.
That's right.
And they've been, you know, if not outright suppressed, certainly the funding, you know, the misallocation of funds, right, in a planned or centralized you know, government control of everything. It's like, we're going to allow you to study only that which is within this box, which is where these scientists have learned to become very obedient outside of the few that have stepped up over the years that we've featured on our shows as well.
And so that's a really good point and kind of an end cap of our whole conversation. Central control or centralization.
Mm-hmm.
My observation is it will always lead to an amplification of the worst traits of humans. But decentralization, small, local, will amplify the best traits of humans. Mm-hmm. And so, and I apply this across the board. So one powerful centralized church, the Vatican, incredibly evil in my view.
Yeah.
One centralized government, incredibly evil. One centralized science, unbelievably evil. Centralized education, same thing. Centralized money in the currency, evil, evil, evil. Any example you want, if it's centrally controlled, it's going to be evil. You decentralize all that, you democratize it, now you start to get the human side coming out.
Yes.
And that's why the best research, and I think even the best spiritual writers, I think the best inventors are not part of a corporation, but they're often working on their own.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Throughout history.
Well, and we've charted a course in this life that's definitely not the easiest one, and I'm not asking for violins to play. I've engaged and I'm thrilled with the opportunities that we've not been necessarily given, but we've actually taken, right? The choices being given. It's like you could choose this path or this path and at every moment. Yet, there are so many that are still struggling with the old ways, the old systems. And I struggle even raising my kids to say, listen, the life that I knew and that you've known, because this is what's expected, accepted, it's what you've seen, it doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be that way all the time. It can't, because it can't function in this way. It's going to collapse in and of its own weight. And this is not me accelerating or applauding in anything I do, except to say, don't limit yourself to what you know or your parents knew or your grandparents knew as reality. Right. We are in this amazing opportunity, and I'd say spiritually, but that means anything and everything, to create and bring things about that, your wildest dreams made true.
Yeah.
And are they, are they a desire of just self-aggrandizement and ego gratification, or is it to do something so extraordinary that, you impact and you leave a legacy, not for your ego's sake, just because we try to make it easier for those coming after us.
Yeah.
And they get to choose whether they want the easy path, just as I have. I could learn the hard way, or I could that guy has an interesting thing to teach me. And I went organic in 1990. He said, your liver's toxic, right? I could have just said, that's the craziest thing I ever heard, right? But I did. I went that route, and here I am, in my late 50s, running circles around my 24-year-old self when I started.
Absolutely. And let me just say, in wrapping this up, two of the things I love about you is you have a mind that is so forward-thinking, and I think so mature. Also, you have a lot of humility with you. But you have a mind from the year 2055. And you have the body of a hardcore United States Marine from 1955.
All right, I like it.
And that's a compliment, right?
Thank you, yes.
Because the Marines were badass dudes, in World War II and the 50s. Oh, man, you're lean and mean.
Yeah.
I've seen your pictures in the gym working out. But you're able to do both, right? Mm-hmm. You're healthy and fit, and you're expanding human knowledge. And as you demonstrated here today, you're not afraid to touch on the big subjects that tend to make people nervous.
Yeah, and as we, I guess we're wrapping up in a sense, but the challenge we all have is to be willing to confront the things that make us uncomfortable. And it's a choice to go back to sleep or live in cognitive dissonance. It just wasn't my way, and a lot of people are realizing it's that proverbial dead end.
Right.
And my appeal to you and your listeners is, please remember, I didn't set out to be the best kept secret in health talk media. As much as we've known each other for years, I don't have the greatest mind in marketing and outreach. I don't sell anything other than just kind of share this information. I'm passionate about it. I love it. And I just appreciate anytime anybody says, hey, have you heard that RSB guy? He's kind of crazy and wild, but he's all right. Give it a listen. So I thank you for, helping me to get the word out in our own way, because we're on a parallel track in many ways. And all of us have our strengths and weaknesses. And I couldn't do what you do. You couldn't do what I do. But that doesn't mean we're anything less than anybody else.
That's
it means that we're part of that beautiful tapestry that I get to celebrate in this lifetime.
Totally.
It's so awesome.
And let me give out your website along those lines. Here it is, robertscottbell.com. Actually, the easiest website to spell.
Is it? Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
I mean, people don't have trouble with those three names,
yes,
generally speaking.
Yes.
Versus Sylvie Beljansky. okay.
Beljansky,
good luck.
Grave, cancer. Yeah. Yes,
right.
Love Sylvie. She's amazing. And, folks, like I said, I've charted a different course, as because I wanted to be free to speak the truth that I was learning.
Yes.
And because of that, I made a conscious decision not to sell anything, which has probably not been a good economic decision. But I realized that if I wanted to be able to say it, I couldn't because they'd come after me, FTC, FDA. I'm like, I saw it too many times.
Yeah.
And so you've for that reason, if anybody's, you know, taking that consideration, please join me on my show once a week, six times a week, whatever. Say hello. I do a Zoom meeting once a month for Patreon supporters, a little bit of help there. And I get to answer questions I can't answer in a public forum,
yeah,
which is fun. And it's a great healing community. And I invite all of you to come and join me anytime. It's just a I feel uplifted. My heart is happy being able to do this with you, much
yeah,
less
absolutely.
Being able to, it's like a cathartic thing to do my show every day. And I know when you get on, just letting loose.
It's
like
it's end, awesome.
Yeah. Wow. I feel a little better now. Thank you.
Well, I am so thrilled that we were able to have this conversation. Thank you for taking the extended time here. I guess it's an hour and a half or whatever yeah. it's been. Who cares? I'm not keeping track of time. Mm-hmm. This is rare for us to be together in person to be able to
yeah,
do this.
Yeah, I appreciate this and value it because it does not happen every day.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
But you're welcome here anytime. And you see we're building our new studio yeah, it here.
Looks, it's going to be amazing.
So, you know, yeah. maybe next time you come back, we'll be in that studio, the expanded one. Mm. And, you know, you're welcome here. We'll have fun. We'll cover whatever is important. And yeah. I appreciate your attitude, your optimism, and also your willingness to call out where things have gone wrong, because we have to make corrections.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable
as a species.
Too. And you know, the true aspect of friendship and family is the ability and willingness to call each other out. And I've been reluctant to do that because I just, not my nature to want to, like you said, upset people. People think you're in talk radio. Of course you want to upset people. It's not never what, I don't take pleasure in that. Now, those that are so woke that they, you know, they are living in some altered reality, nothing you can say would not be offensive to them.
True.
So I get that. But for the
you
most part.
You say you have a mom, they get offended.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
no,
gosh.
You mean a birthing parent.
Yeah. So, okay. You know, to be able to talk about the things we talked about today, I hope that people take it with the spirit with which I believe you're bringing it, even as, you know, me and Super Don every once in a while on our show going, did you see what Mike did? Good Lord, he doesn't hold back at all. And we just kind of chuckled to ourselves because, I know we've been at it for so long and it's impressive. But at the same time, I hope that, you know, people take it and they don't have to agree with us. That's not the point of us saying it, but to allow us to, you know, as in a full embracing of freedom of speech, we embrace the things that, you know, make us uncomfortable, not because we endorse it, but because it's a reflection of the creation that we're all a part of.
You know, look, this is like a weird little secret, I suppose, that I've stumbled on. Like, there are days where I thought, I need to, like, peel off 5% of my audience here. So mm-hmm.
I figured that must have been the case.
Like, let me tweet this out.
Yes.
And just see if I can lose that 5%.
Yeah.
And then I find it actually doesn't lose the 5%. It trades out. It swaps out the 5% for another like 6% that come in that like what you said.
Yeah.
And it turns out you actually can't destroy your audience as long as you operate with good faith. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I'm not trying to destroy my audience. Right. I'm trying to uplift them.
That's a beautiful.
And sometimes that means
response. Yes.
There's a barter system taken. Like, I'll trade these people for these other
right.
people who are like at a higher level of consciousness. And how do I do that? I need to say this, mm-hmm. you know?
And so. Yeah, that's pretty adept.
That happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And so some of those folks are confronted and will leave.
Yes.
And then you planted a seed and then they come back in appreciation or, you know, something shifts in their life. And, you know, if it's not you, it's someone else.
That's right.
The consciousness
that's
right. is demanding it.
Or sometimes people are like, well, I hate what you just said, but I still need your clean food, you know? It's like, okay, fine.
Right?
You know?
And shout out to many of our friends. Again, I can't say thanks enough to so many, and I know this is not, but I got to shout out to my buddy, John Hewlett, you know, who
yes.
you've met, because he's been a godsend in my life as well. What he brought to me, I was reluctant initially, we've talked about it, but the ability to do what I do physically, you know, as good as I've been, it really took it up a notch. And I just want to say for those that are into nitric oxide, please do it responsibly, because when you facilitate an accelerated rise of nitric oxide and you don't counteract peroxynitrite, you can end up in a heap of inflammatory, you know, oxidized states. And the God download for him was that he didn't even know what he was doing and he created it and counteracted all of that. And so I acknowledge the divinity in that particularly. It doesn't always happen, but even the spark of the silver discussion, how that was, it really, these are God moments for me when somebody, they're not trained to do this, yet they're called on and they're the vehicle to bring it out. And so I'll say this to all of our viewers, listeners, you don't know how amazing you are, how wonderful you are, what your mission and passion really is once you get out of the way of the limitations of your own beliefs.
Right.
You are here to do something extraordinary. I don't know what it is. You might not know what it is yet, But the fact is, you are divine spark of God, and that's part of the theme today.
100%.
And if that's the case, which I believe it is, that means there is an unlimited potential, and the only thing limiting is your own belief system. That's right. BS, right? So I would say that's the powerful message I love to leave with everybody. People look at me, I'm smart. They look at you, you're smart. I'm like, dude, we just happen to have a passion to dig deep in these areas. There are a whole lot of areas we don't know a lot about. That's okay.
That's true.
We need other people to do that, and I bring them on the show.
Fashion,
yes.
For example.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no knowledge about fashion.
Thank you, my honey, for this shirt. Yes. My wife just bought me this. I love these kind of Hawaiian style shirts.
No, you actually are top tier fashion compared to my knowledge of fashion.
Right.
Like I'm wearing dirty ranch pants down here. Yeah.
Yes. That's great.
That's why I never show anything below the waist.
Well, our willingness
in the studio.
Our willingness to look silly and be silly in the midst of all of this is another saving grace. Again, if I ever take myself too seriously, Super Don and my wife can slap me upside the head. They have permission. You know, we got to laugh in the midst of all of these things that are really hard to laugh at because they're brutal. But I'm grateful that we could have a discussion today that I hope and I pray that was uplifting for people ultimately.
I think it's uplifting to people. Yeah. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
And any who were offended have been filtered out.
We've lost that 5% or whatever.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because so many people will love what we're talking about here. They're like, This is perfect. So thank you so much, Robert. Let me give out your website again.
Yes.
RobertScottBell.com is the website. And hey, off camera, I'll let you give me a cube challenge. I'm getting my solve times way down now.
Are you just like wanting me to mess with this and you got to fix
it? We'll do it off camera. I don't need to take camera time, but
okay,
I'm all right. Brain's working. I'm getting 30 seconds
solve. This stuff hurts me, right? When I think, it's like I've got so much energy in a day, I'm like, nah, Mike Adams can do this, and that's okay. I'm cool with that. I have no problem.
This is like my nerdy side coming out. It's like
total nerd. I love it.
No, I'm clearly on the spectrum somewhere because the colors have to match, you know. And that's like it's a very spectrum
still not fixing this
type
up,
of
really.
Thing.
All right,
but the colors have to match, and it's a great reward to make them all match. So
this is not going to be hard enough for you. But what the heck?
No, the thing is, there's no difference in difficulty of how much it's mixed up. It doesn't even change it.
Yeah,
it's all the same.
Respect, my brother.
It's all
respect.
The same. Anyway, we'll do that off camera. But thank you all for watching today. RobertScottBell.com is the website. And check out Robert's show. And also, you're a speaker at the Beljansky
Integrative Cancer Conference. And I'll be at the Red Pill Expo, G. Edward Griffin, which you know.
Awesome.
In Tulsa in July.
Oh, that's in Tulsa. Oh, that's great.
It's not far if you want. You know, I'll be emceeing and speaking like I do. And there are a number of events. I can't keep up with myself. I have to look on my own website to the upcoming events tab to see where am I going to be next.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How do you do it, man?
That's the thing. I sometimes don't know where I live, but I am grateful for the opportunity because I love to, like when we connect. Now, we know each other so well, we don't have to. We can talk from a distance and still be connected. But it is something special about us coming together. And that's what the whole thing about COVID, what they tried to prevent us from doing, whether it be in worship, praise, dance, celebration, silliness, all of that makes being human, you know, seemingly far from God in a physical sense, but never really that far. But to come together reminds us of that fellowship that we truly share.
And I love the fact that you prove you're human every day. There will never be an AI engine that can have this conversation that you and I just had.
Yeah, I think that we outdid the AI on this one.
Yeah. We totally outdid the AI. We challenged AI.
My lips were moving correctly, right? Not chicken lips.
All right. Thanks for watching, everybody. This has been Brighttown.com. In-studio interview. Thanks for watching. Share the interview everywhere you like, and God bless you all. Thank you for being open-minded and for exploring the nature of our reality. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. Take care. The economy's tough. Trade embargoes are underway. Trade wars. The supply chain is taking a beating. A lot of people are losing jobs right now. So what are we doing to help you be able to afford clean food and high-potency nutrition? Well, here at healthrangerstore.com, we've just launched a program called Buy More, Save More. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com/save, that's all you have to enter in, healthrangerstore.com/save, you'll see that we have 209 products on this special program, which gives you an automatic discount coupon code when you purchase a higher quantity. For example, Health Rangers Hawaiian Astaxanthin right here. You click on that and you can... This is your normal savings of 29%, or you can go here and you can buy more, save more. You can buy 3, get 5%, buy 6, get 6%. We don't have like massive margins on these, by the way, but these savings are significant. And then if you click grab this deal, then it adds that to your shopping cart and it puts the discount code in there automatically. So there's your discounted price. Buy more, save more on all 209 products that we have available on this program. Everything from chlorella to nascent iodine, concentrated mineral drops. As you can see, many, many items we've done this for you. Now, you might ask, how can we do this when all these tariffs are kicking in on China, like 150% tariffs? And so imported products from China are going up in price. Well, guess what? We don't import anything from China, except I think goji berries. But we've been China free in our supply chain, or almost 100% China free for many, many years. So we are not impacted by these high tariffs from China. Now, there are 10% tariffs on products from other countries, and we do source different materials from different countries, just depending on the material. For example, we get our non-GMO vitamin C out of the United Kingdom because we don't buy GMO vitamin C from China, which is the cheap vitamin C that everybody else sells. So we have high-end non-GMO vitamin C. And yeah, it's more expensive, but it's not going up in price because we're not hit by the tariff. So this is why we're able to put together these savings for you and actually pass along discounts at a time when almost all the other retailers are hiking their prices because they source almost everything from China. It's kind of like the dirty little secret of the nutrition industry. People getting everything from China, from, you know, herbs and vitamins and nutrients and amino acids and all of it. Most of it actually comes from China, folks. So that's going to get very expensive, but we're able to help save you money with this program. Buy more, save more. So check it out. Again, it's at healthrangerstore.com/save. And you can scroll down and see everything that we have available for you. So many different solutions, everything from personal care products to here's Manuka honey, and here's our tooth salt, and here's whey protein, and broccoli sprout powder high in natural sulforaphane, which is an amazing molecule. You know, so much more, right? Food, supplements, storable foods, superfoods, personal care products, home care, all kinds of products available on this program. Buy more, save more, and trust me, you're never going to see lower prices than this for the future because, well, you know, inflation, the dollar's collapsing, so everything's going up in price no matter what. But thank God that our supply chain has banned Chinese suppliers for many, many years, you know, again, except for goji berries, which come from the Tibetan high-altitude regions of China. So thank goodness we made that decision many years ago so that our products are not skyrocketing in price, even during this trade war. So yes, you can stay healthy. You can have outstanding nutrition, outstanding superfoods. You can boost your preps during this trade war by shopping with us at healthrangerstore.com/save. And thank you for your support.